Blog Talk Radio. Well, praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you to Blog Talk Radio tonight, where you are currently listening to The Rock. Jesus is the rock of all ages. No matter what stage you find yourself in life, you can look to Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Well, this is Monday night, April 20th. 2015. This is day 110. That means we have exactly 255 days left in this year. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. And it's Psalm 118, verse 24. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson. I just greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus. And I consider it a privilege to share the word of God with you. I thank God for pressing my way. I thank God for him being Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth us. Whatever stage, we can trust him because he's so faithful. The Bible declares, faithful is he that calleth you who also will do it. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 24. He's faithful tonight. So tonight is Monday night, and we're going to invite you to join us as we approach the throne of God in prayer, and then we'll proceed on. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you right now for your goodness and your mercy. God, we adore you. We honor you. First of all, before we ask you anything, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for all our sins, iniquities, and transgressions. Oh God, we thank you for watching us, making us every whit whole. Lord God, we just want to thank you that we are able to come now because of the blood of Christ. We know that in us there is no good thing that is in our flesh. There's no good thing. But, Lord God, we thank you for being our refuge and strength tonight, a very present help in trouble. Lord God, we just want to thank you that we can come together and hear the word. As your word declares, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So tonight, may our lives be transformed from what will be taught tonight. We thank you for this great radio audience. We give you praise for the victory, Lord. We cast all our cares upon you tonight, for you care just for us. We thank you and praise you for the victory. Pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we thank God tonight. Tonight, before we get into word, I want to take out a moment and just to greet someone that's special and near to me, my baby daughter, Rebecca LaFay Williamson. I want to say to her hello, and this is her special day. I want to say happy birthday to you, Rebecca. God bless you, and Daddy love you real good. Amen. The Lord has blessed her to make another year. Man, what a blessing. I just wanted to greet you tonight. All right. For your consideration, we want to get into the Word of God tonight. Now, if you have your Bible, I want to invite you to go with us to the Old Testament, to Jeremiah. Jeremiah. That's where we want to go tonight. The 29th chapter. The 29th chapter, beginning at verse 11. It's Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. The Bible says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Notice he says, the Lord talking, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end or a future and a hope." He started out by talking about what was going to happen because the Bible says, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished, at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. Then he began to say, for I know that toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expective end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. The Bible says you shall call upon me. Have you called on them today? Have you tried him? The Lord wants us to call upon him first. He don't want to be the last choice. Many times people are seeking things, and they're seeking the arm of flesh, but the arm of flesh can only go so far. But the Lord is there when nobody else will be. We got to call on him. So the Bible says, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken. I'm going to listen unto you. It says, and you shall seek me and find me. When you shall search for me, how? With all your heart. So he said, you shall seek me and find me. So he's not lost. He said, you're going to seek me, you're going to find me. When you shall search for me, here it is, with all your heart. The Lord wants us to call upon him and love him with all our heart. Love him with all our heart, because he and he will deliver on time. Now, in the 33rd chapter of Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, and verse 2 and 3, Jeremiah 33 and verse 2 and 3, the scripture declares unto us thus, saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it. The Lord is his name. The Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. He says, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it. Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. No matter what we are facing, God is a right now God. He is a delivering God. And we can trust him because he's able to work everything out. If we can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Whatever situation you may find yourself in, call upon the Lord, because he's a miracle working God. Glory to God. He's a miracle working God. The scripture tells us that no matter what we are going through, listen what the word of the Lord says to us concerning prayer. He says, if my people, this is 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So we must understand that there is nothing our God cannot do. If we call upon him, he will deliver right on time. Do you trust? Can trust him and know that if it is to be, we can achieve it in Christ Jesus. In Philippians 4:13, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. We can call upon him and know that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. All we got to do is trust him and believe his word tonight. So I admonish you to call upon the name of the Lord. The Apostle Paul told us concerning prayer and calling upon the Lord. This is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, 17, and 18. He says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus. In everything, give thanks. So our prayer should not only be filled with requests, but with thanksgiving, calling on the name of the Lord. And if we call upon him, he will deliver and answer prayer. Now, Jesus gave us an illustration of prayer and his ability to move mountains in your life. Do you have a situation that seems like it's uncrossable, seems like it's unbearable? Well, we know that there is an answer in the word of the Lord. Full of Mark, the 11th chapter. Mark's Gospel, the 11th chapter. And the scripture tells us, now, of course, we want to look at that, the 11th chapter, and beginning at verse number 12. The Bible says, and on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, meaning Jesus, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily, he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing. But leave, not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now, notice Jesus was demonstrating the power of faith by telling this tree, now, because first of all, he came to this tree which should have been producing fruit. Even though it was not yet fruit time, still Jesus came to this tree expecting to receive fruit. Well, not yet. However, if you are a tree and you're supposed to be producing fruit, then when he come and find nothing, then that means something went wrong. Many times in our lives, Jesus had come to us and seeking to find fruit, productivity, but he find nothing. Because many times, as believers, we find ourselves being lazy. We won't study the word, won't pray, won't seek God. We seek God after we made a choice to do something. So you got to seek him first. Seek him first. And when you seek him first, he'll show you what you must do. Did not the scripture tell us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding? Lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct paths. Well, anyway, the Bible says that when evening was come, he went out of the city, and Jesus went out of the city, and in the morning as they passed by, the Bible said that they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. The Bible said, and Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. In other words, have the God kind of faith. God has given us the ability to call those things that be not as though they were. So if we find ourselves talking about we broke, busted, and disgusted, we'll be broke, busted, and disgusted. But if we find ourselves saying that we are blessed and prosperous, we'll have. So Jesus answered and said unto the disciples, have faith in God. Put your trust in him. Put your belief in him. Put all you got on the rock. Put all you got in the Heavenly Father, because he will never, ever let you down. Jesus declared, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said." Notice that again, either for verily or truly or of assurance, I say unto you that whosoever, not just for the preachers or evangelists, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, that problem, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, in that one verse alone, there was a form of say three times, letting you know that what you speak shall surely come to pass. The Bible says, "Therefore I say unto you, what thing soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." Notice that again now. "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray." Now, what's somebody else doing the praying? "Believe that you shall receive them, and you shall have them." So two things got to happen. It says, "What things soever ye desire when you pray," you got to pray. Open up your mouth and ask. In Matthew 7:7, he said, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you." He said, "For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open unto them." Then Jesus said something real profound. He said, "While you were praying and believing," he says, "and when you stand praying, forgive." Forgive. Forgive. "If you have aught against any, then your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." So it's conditioned that if I want forgiveness, then I must have forgiven those who have harmed me. Matthew in verse 18, this shows us a prayer of agreement that we call Matthew 18 and verse 18. Look what the Bible says here. "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So God right there letting us know he'll be Jehovah Shammah. He's there. He's present everywhere. Whatever you're going through, just know that God the Father is near present. He's present everywhere. There is nothing to do for us if we just keep the faith. So Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you that whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, a couple of chapters earlier, he also had made reference to this after he established a principle of the word. In the 16th chapter of Matthew, the Bible says, around verse 18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He said, and I will give unto thee the key of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Of course, this is the situation and surrounding this scripture. The Bible talks about how that when Jesus went to a place or a coast of Caesarea Philippi, he began to ask his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And of course, Simon Peter answered and said unto him, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus responded, Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. I want you to know that I don't care what situation facing you, prayer will bring you out, the prayer of the righteous. And we as a nation will repent to God with our whole heart. We'll see things turn around in our nation. If we do it individually, we'll see things turn around for good. But we got to be willing to repent. In Acts 3:19, the Bible says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. I want you to know tonight that God is greater than your situation. We just got to keep on believing. Keep on holding on. Never, ever giving up. Just looking to Jesus, because he is able to fix it. Will you trust him today? Trust in the Lord and do good. The Bible says, Psalm 37:3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And he says to us, after trusting in him, he says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Notice, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. There's nothing God won't do for us. But we have to have confidence in his word, knowing that whatever we ask him, he will provide. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to Ephesus, a church, Ephesians, he began to admonish them in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Ephesians 1, verse 3, he declared, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Then he gave us a special prayer that we do good to adopt it in our walk with Christ. Verse 15 through 23, the Bible said, this is Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians 1, verses 15 through 23. And I quote, he says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. Notice what he heard of your faith, your belief, your trust in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints. He said, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. He was praying for them. Now, what exactly was he praying? Now he's going to lay it out. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. What is it? Again, he prayed that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Two, he said that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. He said that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, you won't be walking around in darkness, but you'll receive what you need. He said the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what the hope of his calling and what the riches, the glory of his inheritance in the saints. He also said, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward ward who believe? But it's a condition according to the working of his mighty power. So let's do that one again. He said, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward ward who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. When did he do that? The Bible says that when he raised him up from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, the Bible says, and have put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. And then he says, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So he prayed some powerful stuff, and particularly in verses 17, 18, 19, and 20. So that is a prayer we ought to adopt, that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, might give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. We got to know who he is, have a revelation view of him. There's a great difference between information and revelation. So revelation is that enlightenment that we need to grow up and to go on in Christ Jesus. Now, when we examine prayer, the Apostle Paul, of course, made mention of prayer in Ephesians 6:18. The Bible says, he said this, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Notice that again, praying always, that's all the time, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we get to pray for all kinds of people, even people that may not be where we are or and believe the way we believe. You get to pray for them. That's our job, not to tear them down, but to build them up. Prayer was a great theme with the Apostle Paul, because he wrote to the church in Philippians chapter 1, verse 3. He said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Always, he said, in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy. Why was he doing that? He said, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day to now. And he also declared, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. So he says this first, he says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. When I just think on you, he said, of course, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy. He wasn't doing it sorrowful. He said, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. And he let us know, being confident of this very, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. The Lord has done a good work in you. If he started it, he will finish it. The Bible says, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all. Why? Because I have you in my heart. Oh, my God. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, he said, because I have you in my heart. Inasmuch as both in my bonds, meaning when I'm in prison, and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, he said, ye all are partakers. What are we partakers of? My grace. That's what he's talking about. So the Apostle Paul said, no matter what, whether you find me in prison or whether you find me preaching the gospel, I'm thankful that you're a partaker of the grace that God has bestowed upon me. The Bible says, for God is my record how greatly I long after you all in my bowels of Jesus Christ. Then he declared, and this I pray, this is Philippians 1:9, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more. How? Knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve. Now, this approve means to test all things. So he said, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve all things that are excellent. I like that, that you may approve all things that are excellent. Approve all things. That you may be sincere and without unto the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Now I know, when sometime when you're opening up the scriptures, and there's just a difference. It's not just enough to eat wiener. Sometimes you have to go and get some of that strong stuff like vegetables, greens, stuff that it took me a long time to get to like. Because I just thought everything involved around meat, bread, and sweet, and starches. I found out you have to eat some other things that are really helpful. You may not get full of them, but they were scripting you. Praise God. In Philippians chapter 4, Paul writing this, he said, rejoice in the Lord when? Always. And again, I say, rejoice. He said, let your moderation be known unto all men. Why? The Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand. And then, if we are praying like we're supposed to, we will not worry. The Bible says, be careful. This word careful means anxious or worried. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Now, That simply means worry about nothing but pray about everything. Worry about nothing but pray about everything. Don't get anxious. Why? Because the Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep or guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. And then he gives us six things he says we ought to think on. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are, number one, true. Whatsoever things honest. Whatsoever things are, number three, just. Whatsoever things are, number four, pure. Whatsoever things are, number five, lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report, number six. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. He said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. And the God of peace shall be with you. In light of what we just got through talking about with the Apostle Paul, we're reminded of Jesus' own words on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, the sixth chapter, and beginning at the 25th verse. That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Jesus said, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. What did he say, dude? Take no thought for your life. What you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, the Bible said, but they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather them to barn. Yet, your heavenly Father feedeth on them. Are you not much better than they? Jesus began to ask a peculiar question. Now, he said, which of you, by worrying or taking thought, considering it, can add one cubit unto his stature? Which of you, by taking thought, can make yourself grow? Can wake yourself up? We can't do all of this, but by his grace. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? To his stature. And the Bible says, Jesus began to say, and why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lily of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory, not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? I love Jesus' teaching. He says, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But Jesus summarized this topic by saying, but seek ye first. Not seek flesh, but he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yep. He said, take therefore no thought. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. Why is that? For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. The Bible declares sufficient thereof. In other words, that day you got enough problems, troubles in there. So you ain't got to consider for tomorrow. That does not mean that you don't plan. It just means you don't worry about something that out of your control that you can't change. So tonight, as we consider the theme of calling up on the Lord in prayer, we can call on Him. He will answer us tonight. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you because you're so worthy tonight. Thank you for being so good and kind and merciful. Lord God, we ask that you will bless every listener tonight. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for strengthening us, encouraging us, being a friend, a sticker closer than a brother. Thank you, God, for giving us revelation knowledge, not just information, but God, open up our minds and our heart so that we may grow. Lord God, we just thank you for leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We just declare that the Lord is our shepherd. I shall not want. Father, we ask that you will continue to bless, give us the strength and courage that we need to obey you, Lord. Help us, O God, forgive us for all our sins. Help us, O God, to choose righteousness. Give us the strength and courage to follow through. And we love you, Lord. We thank you for our mind that will please you in all things. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and honor. Pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I want to say thanks a bunch for joining us tonight right here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember that we are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I do appreciate you all praying for us. And I'm praying that God will bless us with consistent people that can work for us and help us in the studio. We do appreciate the hands that serve because the way this studio is set up now, we got to set the show up on the website, and then we'll be able to come on the air without a problem. But we certainly thank God for blessing us tonight, for his faithfulness. We ask you to continue to pray for us in the name of the Lord. Once again, we say to our daughter, Rebecca, we call her Becky for short, happy birthday, baby girl. We love you. Appreciate you so much. And also, if you desire to correspond with us right here on Blog Talk Radio, you may do so by sending a message to Elder Thomas Williamson. That's Elder Thomas Williamson, Prayer of Faith Ministries. It's the name of it, Prayer of Faith Ministries. That's P.O. Box 1289. That's P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi, 39215. That is Prayer of Faith Ministries. Of course, my name is Elder Thomas Williamson, and it's P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi, 39215. Before I forget, if you desire to listen to our show on the web, you may visit www.blogtalkradio.com/didymus2010. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, that's spelled D-I-D-Y, to the night's show live, or you may download the previous ones at your convenience. These broadcasts are made available the very next morning after the live show or live episode. Well, we thank and praise God for bringing us to the end of another radio broadcast. I thank you all for visiting us. We ask you all continue to pray for us and appreciate God for each and every one of you who will join us tonight. Remember to tune in on Wednesday night, and we'll believe in God. We'll trust in Him day by day that He'll send us the help we need to continue this wonderful show right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you love us, drop a line in there and give us words of encouragement. If you don't, we're still going to go on in Jesus' name, but what a blessing when we hear from you. I just want you to know I appreciate you so much. I just always like to say thank you. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 declare, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding everyone to be encouraged in Jesus' name. No matter what you're going through, you are not going through by yourself, because the Lord is with you and he will see you through. God bless everyone. Have a great night in Jesus' name. Good night, everyone.